Recently, I was running errands, and one of my stops was my favorite fabric store. I got talking to Chuck, who works there, who is amazing, and he told me about a new place called The Blue Door. I was fascinated about how it got started. Plus, I love learning about new venues in LA. He connected me with Greg Shane, artistic director of CRE Outreach, who shared what The Blue Door's mission is and why it's so unique and so important. So, Greg, you have a very unique theater. It's brand new in Culver City. Tell us about it.
We are so excited about The Blue Door, which has just opened up in Culver City. And it's the first theater that I know of to house the only blind theater company in the country, along with all individuals of different disabilities, military veterans, and underserved youth. So it's a theater built to give a voice to individuals who are in the underserved populations that don't normally get a chance to share their stories in their lives.
What's the meaning behind the name of the theater?
The Blue Door, we thought, was a really cool way to get people to come see our space. The name behind our organization, CRE Outreach, stands for Create, Reflect, Empower. And those are really the staple of what we embody as our organization. We try to create original works and get audiences to reflect on their own lives as well as the participants, and then empower people to do things they didn't think was possible or to change the perception on the way that they view the world.
And you have somewhat of a connection.
I'm blind in my right eye, and I had a connection to the visually impaired community because I had to patch my good eye for several years, and I was told I couldn't do many things such as drive and play sports. And despite being told so many things, I just decided I was going to learn to adapt and find new ways to be in the world. And I became an okay driver. Depends if you ask my wife or not. But in terms of playing sports, I was a varsity athlete. And I think that really showed me that just because people say you can't do things doesn't mean you can't. And that led me to volunteering for a program called Changing Perceptions, which was using theater with visually impaired individuals in a small capacity. And the lady that ran the program passed away, and I thought that it was just way too important to let these few individuals that she was working with just kind of let it disappear.
How did you get a space in Culver City? Because that's such a booming city. It's had such a resurgence, and I can't imagine that rent is reasonable.
Very amazingly, we've had so much support with building The Blue Door. We basically got nearly everything donated, from the contractor to the architect to the lighting to the sound equipment to the actual flooring was installed for us. And everyone got behind the project because they really believed in the mission of CRE Outreach. And we actually even got a donor to donate the lease for 6 years.
That is amazing.
So,
that's amazing. And tell us about Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga's tech director, Scott Ramsey, was one of the major donors in helping the theater come to life. He donated all the tech equipment, and he actually, there's a curtain when you walk into the theater that was used by Lady Gaga that he donated.
So that was
really special to have that.
So the vision impaired are not the only actors who share this stage. It's also veterans, and tell us about some of the other groups.
So the military vets, they come together and they have their stories that they bring to life on stage. But more importantly than just having a voice, they really come together as a group, and they find that within all their stories, they can relate to something. And they really change the perception of the military and the aspects of what goes into the transition out of the military for audiences when they come and see the shows. And they write and create their own productions. It's not like we hand them a script. Mm-hmm. They come up with literally word for word what they want to be in the show, and we bring it to life in a great production.
Do they have any acting background?
Most of them do not have acting background. Some of them do, but for the most part, this is their first time ever walking onto a stage and learning some lines and putting up a really great work. And I would truly say that the work that goes on at the Blue Door isn't amateur by any means. In fact, in the last production, Lost in the Light, in Broadway World Hot List, we were listed as the 9th best show in Los Angeles.
Nice.
The material is really strong, and the acting is on a very high professional level, and I'm very proud of it.
Greg, how do you get the word out to veterans or groups with disabilities that act? How do you find them?
It's actually really funny because most of the times people find us, especially the blind community. We are the only blind theater company in the country, so I get a lot of phone calls about people that are interested in participating or being involved. One of the things about organization that might make it a little different than other organizations, we pay our performers, and we pay them well for their performances. We also provide transportation. We provide food for our performers, dinner next door at this place called Casa Oaxaca. I've worked out something with them where they provide the food for the performers. And, you know, so we really try to take care of them like they're our family. And it's not just like, you know, showing up at rehearsal. It's, you know, they take field trips together, and it's just something, you know, real special to be part of.
So this is a passion for you. It's not just a job.
It is a passion. And, you know, people who come to rehearsal, they don't feel like they're just coming to do a play. For example, Ernest Pipley, he's been with me for 13 years. He doesn't really leave the house except to come to rehearsal.
Wow.
He's totally blind. He was in the military himself. He just can't wait to come to rehearsal every week. But, you know, he says he only really leaves the house either for doctor's appointments. And it means so much to them.
What's the biggest challenge?
I think the biggest challenge is getting the awareness out to the Culver City community and other communities in Los Angeles about how magical this space is. And now that we just opened up, the opening show had a huge rush of people, and it sold out way before it even a month before it even opened. The most important thing is awareness, because when people come, they come back.
How many seats in the theater?
There are 52 seats at the Blue Door.
What about opening night? Is that sold out yet?
So opening night at the Blue Door, July 13th, is sold out, and the name of the production is Marching On. It's written and performed by military veterans, and the fact that the Blue Door opening night is already sold out is a reason to get out there and get your tickets.
Greg, if people want to find out more, where can they find you on social media?
The best thing is if you type in CRE Outreach, and you can go to our Facebook page. Same with Twitter. Instagram is also something that we have. And really, to get a lot of information about who we are and what we're doing, go to creoutreach.org. That's where you can get tickets, learn all about the programs, all about the organizations. We serve 1,081 participants in the Los Angeles area.
Keep up the good work, Greg.
Thank you.
If you're interested in attending Marching On, it runs July 13th, which, as Greg said, is sold out, through July 22nd. But again, it is a small space, and performances are Friday, Saturday, and Sundays only. Go to creoutreach.org for more. I'm Maggie McKay.